My name is Paul Humperitz, and the character that I played was a burglar, because there were two of us. Well, it's a hell of a long time ago, and it's very difficult to remember the casting process, but it would have been going to meet the director, and you'll know who the director was. I have no idea anymore, I'm afraid. And then there is a casting department. There was a casting department at BBC Television. And so I went to the television centre in White City and to one of the myriad of offices in the circular building right in the centre, and met the director. And that's how it went from there, in the studio, all in the studio. It was entirely studio-based. So we were in a rehearsal room, and I can't remember where it was, but I think it may have been the rehearsal rooms in Acton, North Acton, that were designated rehearsal rooms for BBC Television. First of all, I think it was the last or one of the last episodes. Secondly, that rehearsals were great fun, and that I had the dubious honour of giving Wendy Richards a fireman's lift. In rehearsals, she was hesitant about going far enough over my shoulder for me to be able to lift her properly. I could understand her hesitancy, because it's a bit frightening going right over somebody's shoulder. But if you don't, then it puts the guy who's lifting you completely out of kilter. And so I sent her flying across the floor. And it was a very funny, she didn't hurt herself at all, thank God. But it was a very funny incident. And she never let me forget it, because afterwards I was a semi-regular on EastEnders. And every time I appeared, she would say, "Oh, there's the guy who dropped me. I've never been dropped by a man before." It was very enjoyable. I mean, they were all extremely friendly and easy. I knew Nicholas. You have to remind me of his name. Very tall man. And I have a terrible memory for names, as do a lot of actors. I think because we've worked with so many people. And I also knew him socially. So that was a help already. And also the other actor who played the second burglar, and I got on extremely well and in fact maintained a friendship afterwards. And he was also a newspaper cartoonist. Oh, I think Molly Sugden, I would say. I thought she was wonderful. She was lovely to work with, great fun, but also I just thought she was so good. Such a clever comedian and actress and so willing to make a fool of herself and make herself look silly, which is what it's all about, really, because that's where the fun lies, and that's what made other people love her as well. She and Wendy Richards, I think, were the ones that I got the most pleasure from. All I remember, as I said, was that it was one of the last ones. And then I went on from, and after that did Grace and Favour with the same group of people. Well, that was very enjoyable because of knowing them all already. And also because it was on location as opposed to in the studio. So, which of course has advantages and disadvantages, but the advantage was that we were actually, if I remember rightly, deep in the countryside, you know. And the downside is that you get all the extraneous noise and light changes and all the rest of it. But again, it was. They're such fun and they're so silly. Those things. They're a delight to do because you can be outrageous, and that's being outrageous is great fun. You don't get a chance to do that too often. As I said, we maintained a friendship for a time afterwards. Like many of these things, because of logistics and working away, etc., we lost touch. But we were friends for a time and saw each other a few times. And as I said, he was a cartoonist on a couple of papers. I can't remember which ones, but he was quite a skilled artist. And I think he earned quite a nice income from doing it as well. But he died young. He died many, many years ago, sadly. Glad to have been able to do it for you. And it was a pleasure meeting you and doing the interview.